Now we're back. So once again, we're just going to chazer over the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Anichnas Lebakas HaChoywa, you're supposed to daven for the Choywa on Shabbos apparently also, but not in the same way. So instead of being Mevakah the Choywa and davening as usual, there's a chiyuv to say Shabbos Himi Lizoik Ufua Choywa Lovay. Just want to be moisif what I said before, that Shabbos Himi Lizoik is a warning also. In other words, not only is it a way of calming the Choywa down and saying that Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos we don't cry out, but it's also to remind us that we're not allowed to cry out on Shabbos in the same way that we're crying out B'chol, because the Mitzvah Chepzuch of Adav Adobar, because we're Shabbos Oynek V'chibadetoy, and Reb Meir is Moisif, Yechoylihi Oymer, Yechoylihi Shetarachim, Reb Meir says, Yechoylihi Shetarachim. So whether he's supposed to add that to the statement or Reb Meir simply being Masbir, the Koyach of Shabbos, but we explain that Shabbos has a responsibility that we are Mechuyav because of Shabbos not to be Tzayek. When we remind ourselves of that, we also remind ourselves that the Koyach of Shabbos, and it's like a reciprocal. We are controlling ourselves. The schus of that controls Obeishtein, the choyla, that he should have a refuah on account of that schus. So yechoyla he, meaning the fact that we are controlling ourselves, which requires tremendous effort, and it's for the sake of the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. So on account of that schus, that we are shomer Shabbos on this level, that we're able to control ourselves, even though we would like to be expressing our fullest measure of our tzar for this chayla, and because of Shabbos we are controlling ourselves, that should itself be a zuchus for the chayla. If you're saying it, it's part of the tefillah, and if it's not, then he's just simply telling us that that's what's going to happen. Now, the person should rely on the zuchus of Shabbos because he could feel, Eimanut, I'm controlling myself, but what's going to be with the chayla? So Reb Meir's Moisif, don't worry about the chayla, because this control itself, you know what it reminds me of? The Chachamim made a takana on the greatest of days, Rosh Hashanah, and the inyan of blowing shofar is the chnoir of ayin, in so many different ways. On Shabbos, you can't blow shofar. Takana's Chachamim. Shema Yelech Eitzobot. The question is, what's with the shofar though? Okay, so they imagine somebody needs something very badly, and somebody takes your hand and ties them behind your back. Might be for the best reasons of all, but lemaisa, you can't access what you're trying to get if you have no hands. So eino chanami, chachamim had the best reason in the world. Avavos mitzatayelis of the shofar blasen that we're missing. The teretz is, the zuchus of listening to the chachamim is a zuchus that is on a madrega that can give us what the shofar can give us. And many forum say that. So Mimela, the same thing here, controlling ourselves on Shabbos from the most natural instinct, Rachmanim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechazodim. Our instinct of Rachmanis is to give a tremendous krechtus, to start to cry. But again, if a person doesn't cry, it's a simon, there's something wrong with him, that he has a hard heart, that he has a stone heart. So on Shabbos, Tomenisht, it's a meridik azuchus of Shabbos that comes to the rescue of the chayla and says, listen, you see how you didn't keep Shabbos? That should be the zuchus. Thus meinta yechayla hi shetarachim. Yeah. The tefillah for the chayla we'll see exactly. But that's what the Gemara says at the beginning. Anichnas lebakas hachayla oimer to the chayla, in the presence of the chayla. Shabbos himi lizoik ufua kroiz alavim. We say it also in Amish Abeirach. We'll see about that in a minute.
Usually when you go to the middle week, right?
Right.
So you
just in front of the chayla.
Right.
So you say whatever you want to say, but the basic thing that you say is, the Rabban Shlom should send you a refuah shleima l'chalei v'arecha l'machei v'arecha l'shasag yidecha, and you have to add the soich sha'al chayla yisrael. That loshen you do not say by the chayla on Shabbos. And furthermore, in the presence of the chayla, you are not mentioning his name. You don't have to. When he's not present, then you mention his name. And our minig is, of course, to mention his name with the mother's name. In the Mishaberach and whatever we mention his name after Tehillim. I'll tell you a very interesting story. I was in a certain place, and somebody asked me to be Masad the Kedushin, and I was masking. He comes later with a big behola about 2 days before the Chasana. He has a big problem. His mother is giving him a lot of Torah. And he doesn't know what to do, and in fact, she's standing outside, and she wants to talk to you. So I said, all right. So I go outside. I haven't the slightest idea of what the problem is. She says to me like this. She says, I am an Orthodox feminist. So I said, okay. I figured maybe I'll turn around now that I know that. You know, she made my day, so what am I supposed to do? So she says, and I want you, the Masadik Kedushin writes the Kesuba, or the Ketuba, whatever she said, I want you to write Chaim Yankel, whatever his name was, Ben Reuven Vesara. So naturally, I had a choice. I could have said, young lady, my dear woman, find yourself another Masadik Kedushin. But I had very great compassion for the Talmud, for this young fellow. And I said to the lady, after rolling my eyes up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, saying, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I need a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya over here, because I haven't the slightest idea of what to do. That all happened in 1/100 of a second. And then all of a sudden I started to talk to her, Shechina Medaperes Mitoch Geroinot. And I say to her, my dear lady, I would be more than happy to do it, or I would take it into consideration, whatever the lotion was, because of course I did not have any intention of doing it, and I didn't do it. But I said, you know, it's very, very interesting. Whenever we mention a person for an aliyah, we mention his father's name. But when we mention a person, Rachmana Litzlon Bar Minan and Mishaberach for a choyla, we mention the mother's name. Apparently, mentioning the mother's name is a segula for a person who's very, very sick. So I said, I don't know if that's such a good idea to put it into the ksuba. So she looks at me, and she says, you're right. And she ran for her life. Baba Shapella Dikazach, the whole bison. Anyhow, the kids, that's the nusach that you're supposed to say during the week. And on Shabbos, you cannot use that nusach.
What if a person on Shabbos knows that he's going to throw himself and will cry?
Then he shouldn't go.
He shouldn't go.
No, he should not go. And so let's go now right into Gemara, because the Gemara starts on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph and continues to the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Reb Yehuda Oymah Hamokim Yirachim Alecho V'Al Choyle Yisrael. You see, Reb Yehuda's Moisif, the original Nusach was Shabbos Imilizoik, that you cannot say anything but Refuah Krei V'Lovay. And here Reb Yehuda says, Hamokim Yirachim Alecho V'Al Choyle Yisrael. The fourth line on the top there. Yeah, it continues your base on the base. Rabbi Yudai Ma'amokim Rachim Lech Ba'al Chol Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Ma'amokim Rachim Lech B'Soy Chol Yisrael. Shev No Yish Yerushalayim B'Knisasa Eime Shalom U'B'Yitziyasa Eime Shabbos Imilizoy Kufua Koy V'Lovoy V'Racham Of Merubim B'Shifsu B'Shalom. And keep Shabbos, you know, Shifsu, Shabbos, Bishol. Now the Gemara says, Keman Azla Hoda Omer Abchanino Mish Yesh Lacholu B'Soich Beisai Tzoch She Arvenu B'Toicholu Yisrael. Keman Kereb Yosi V'Omer Abchanino B'Koishi Tiru L'Nachem Aveilu M'Vaka Cholun B'Shabbos. And Rashi says, B'Koishi Tiru M'Pnei Shem Mitzday. So if you take this whole Gemara together, it's Mashma, of course, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are also talking about Shabbos. But Rabbi Yosi is teaching us something besides that he's supposed to say the Tzoch She'achol Yisrael. Okay, so we always, when we're mispala for cholim, have to include the yochid, the Tzoch She'achol Yisrael. And this probably is for two reasons, two separate reasons. One of them is, because in case that chole does not have his own zuchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a refuah en masse ki'ilu, maybe he could be included as well. And furthermore, there's also an inyan that a yid is never allowed to think myopically in Lagabi himself or even another person without also including the rest of Klal Yisrael. We are all one. It's like saying, what right do I have to be mispowled just for this person? That's what we say, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Tzunabat Sarva Shivya. In any case, that Lashon of Besoch Shachar Yisrael, if you are allowed to be mispalel at all on Shabbos, then you have to use that Lashon too. So when the Gemara starts out, Shabbos Himilizu Kufur Koi V'lovai, it's mashma that that Tanakama, in the Tanah Rabbanon, in that Raisa, does not allow you to say anything. However, when the turn of the Amud, on Yud Beis Amud Beis, when we're coming to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, so they are permitting you to say, Hamokim Yirachem Alecho Ba'al Chol Yisrael, right? And Hamokim Yirachem Alecho B'Soy Chol Yisrael. By the way, Al Chol Yisrael, U'B'Soy Chol Yisrael, is a very subtle difference. What's the difference? It's the difference of those two explanations. If you say the Al Chol Yisrael, means you're not allowed to think only of this Chol. You have to think of all the Chol. So Hamokim Yirachem Alecho, and I'm also interested in all the other chaylim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them too. But b'soy chayli Yisrael's mashma, that when the refuah goes out, he's included. He's b'soy chayli Yisrael. So that's the chiluk between these two lishonos, the two points that we made before. But in any case, even on Shabbos l'chayre, from the poshup shat of this Gemara, from the way the Gemara flows, it's mashma that you could do that on Shabbos too, according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, as opposed to the Tanakama. And what about Shevna? Shevna Yishu Shalayim. He says Shalom when he walks in, and when he goes out, when he's about to leave the Chayla, Shabbos Himalizu Kfur Kovalovai, Barachim of Merubim, the ships of the Shalom. So Mashma, again, that Shevna seems to be Chaylik on that. And he goes back to what the Tanakhama was saying, but he's just marchiv es hayiriyah a little bit. You follow what I'm saying? So this is an interesting shaila. How does the Gemara all come together? The last point of Rabbi Chanina, bekoishi hitiru l'nachim aveilu mevakeh cholim b'shabbos, and Rashi's masbir, because you end up being mitzdayer, and as you said, what happens if a person knows he won't be able to control himself? And it's betarte. Number one, that you can't cry. And number two, you can't even cause the chayla to cry. Without even the psychological issues of making the chayla cry. Because sometimes crying is very therapeutic and sometimes it's the opposite, because it makes a person fall into yiyush. So if by the nichum aveilim, that many people descend into hacking a chaynik and talking about dvarim shel shtus ve'evel. It's probably also legami. But what is in the psychology of people when they do that? Everybody's afraid to talk about the zachale. Everybody's afraid to put the ovel into mortzar. And therefore, they end up trying to get the ovel out by preoccupying him out of his tzar. That is not the tachlis of avelus. Avelus is not to forget the tzara and it's the exact opposite. So what is nichum aveilim? What's nichum aveilim? The nichum aveilim be'ikur is to be mishtatef in the tzar, and the ikur way of being mishtatef in the tzar, since it's not that menachem tzar, so how can you be mishtatef in the tzar, is to simply sit with the other. And I've seen gedolim, many gedolim, who came, and for half an hour, gedolim who would give a shiur for 4 hours in a row, They had plenty to say about everything. And nevertheless, when they came into the Ovel, they sat and they said nothing. And then they said, Amokim Yenachem Eschem, and they walked out. And the Etzem, the marker for all of this, is by Eyev. They came and they sat for 7 days together and they said nothing. And then they started talking, and that's the whole Sefer. But the Yesod of it is that they couldn't talk because the tzar was so great. Azei shteitin pasuk. So the being mishtatef in tzar is resulting in silence, not in talking and getting the person fachadet, as they say in Yiddish, that he should get cloudy in his thinking and forget about the tzar. In the case of refuah, it's not so partial. Because here in Aveilus, the tachlis is that a person should do tshuva and so on and so forth, and the whole thing is very cathartic. So to get him out of the tzar prematurely is not necessarily even a good idea psychologically. But in the chayla, a chayla is not a novel. A chayla is a different story. So in the case of the chayla, how a person approaches the chayla has a lot to do with the personality of the chayla, with the nature of the chayli, with the time of day, and so on and so forth. Just want to be moisif before, because we're going a little bit afield, and will never be able to finish the at least one of the tshuvas I wanted to do with you, the Tzitz Eliezer. We are going to a chayla is what? Serving the needs of the chayla. Serving the needs. The bedpan, that's the ikar bika chayla. Fixing the pillow. Turning the person over. Whatever it takes. That's the ikar bika chayla. Yeah. That's also from Eyes. They all waited, and he started first. There are a number of reasons for it, but it's not for now. But the mocker is from Eyes. Yeah. Take a look up in the Beis Yosef, Pirush Haran. So Pirush Haran, Shabbosi Milizoik, Pirush Eino Yochel Uvakish Rachmim Achshov Shal Yedei Kein Yeoire Bechi V'Yitztayah. So the Ran again is amplifying merely what we said before, that the reason, but he explains that the reason you can't be Mevakish Rachamim, it's not because the Etzem Bakoshas Rachamim is a problem. Why should Bakoshas Rachamim be a problem? The problem is that it's going to be ma'ayre bechi. It's going to cause a person agmas nefesh. It's going to make him upset, and he's going to cry. And that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Let's look at the Lashon HaRambam right afterwards. Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Hey. Mutar Loritz b'Shabbos Lidbar Mitzvah Kegon Shiyoritz LeBeis HaKnesses LeBeis HaMedrash U'Mechashvin Cheshbonu Shel Mitzvah U'Moedet D'Medido Shel Mitzvah Kegon Mikveh Leida Im Yesh Bei Kishir Oy Beged Leida Im Mekabel Tumah. It doesn't mean you give the money, it means you decide how much they're supposed to be getting, the allocation of the funds, and who's supposed to give. They used to, take these big halls and gather the people together to make public meetings to concern themselves about the affairs of their community. And that was only when the people had free time, which was on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do that? Because it's Tzarchei Tzibur and it's Tzarchei Mitzvah. Because it says, what do we say in the Zmiris? Chafotzecha Asurim, Pagam Lachshev Cheshvonai, Sehurim Mitorim, Lishade Chabonai. By the way, Lishade Chabonai, the Brisker of this Talmidim, why Lishade Chabonai? What about Lishade Chabonim? You're not allowed? So they were perturbed, and each one was trying to give some sort of a teretz. He says, I'll tell you why. Because L'shade Chabonim doesn't rhyme. Hirurim mutarim v'gam lachshev cheshbonai. Right? I mean, chafetzach asurim v'gam lachshev cheshbonai. Hirurim mutarim l'shade Chabonim. So it ends in Vav Sof, so it's Chabonim. But of course, every time you're Mishade Chabaz, you're also Mishade somebody's bay. At least Rachmanel was one until recently. Anyhow, the Rambam says, so chafotzecha is asur, but chafetzei shamayim, chafetzei mitzvah, the Gemara says, is mutar, and he gives examples of that. And then it says also, remember in Zmiris it says, l'shadei chabonos, and tinoik l'olam dei sefer, l'am natzeach b'neginos, right? You're allowed to make an accounting with a person who's going to, you want to hire somebody to teach your son Torah, to teach him a trade. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. That's what's Magaya to us. So you see that he don't say anything else. So he paskins that all you're supposed to say is Shabbos imilizok. You're not supposed to cry out. Not that you cry out and then say something about Shabbos, but you don't cry out at all. Shabbos in Mirizoik or Fuhr Kovalovas. That's what we need the Nogeya. This in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Yoredeya, why is it in Yoredeya? It's also in Yorachayim and Chushabbos. Why is it in Yoredeya? Because Yoredeya is the halachas of Bikur Cholim right before the halachas of Hilchas Avel. So to the very end of Yoredeya, Simon Shin Lamed Hey, and it says in the Mechaber, Yichloi oisai b'soi choyle Yisrael, sheyoyma hamokim yirachim alecha b'soi choyle Yisrael. That's during the week. For the Shabbos Omer, Shabbos he milizoik, Rufua Kreiva Lava. What about Merachim of Merubim v'Shivsu v'Shalom that we had from Shevna, right? So the Shach right there in Yoredeya says on Dibra Mas Bufua Kreva Lavoi, or Chaim Simon Reish Pei Zayin, which we'll see in a moment. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself, the same Mechaber who in Yoredeya just says Shabbos Imilizu Kufua Kreva Lavoi, in Yoredeya Chaim he adds that you're supposed to add the Racham of Merubim v'Shivsu v'Shalom. So the Bach says that's the correct nusach. And there's a whole discussion about this nusach. This is now Resh Pei Zayin from the Mechaber in Orach Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah here. Yecholim menachem avelim b'shabbos, v'chein yecholim muvakes hacholah, v'lo yoymar loy kederach sh'oym aloy b'chol. Ela oym aloy shabbos hi milizoik, u'fua kreiv alovoy, v'rachm of merubim, v'shivsu v'shalom. And the Ramah says, v'yesh oymim de'ein tzorek loyma v'rachm of merubim, v'chein no agu. So because the Rambam doesn't have it, and of course the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya for some reason doesn't have it either, but the Mechaber and the Rambam are mechulek whether we pass them like this Lashon and Shevna, and therefore the Rambam says that our minig is not to say those extra words for Acham of Merubin, the Shiv Su, the Sholem. We just say Shabbos Yimilizog or Fuah Kreiv Lavan.
What do we say to the Avil?
That's a good question, but I'm not going into that. Should we say the same thing to the Avil or not? Shabbosim milanachem v'nechama kreiv alavoy. But that's a very interesting discussion. But I wanted to go now, because we're going to run out of time. Anoinish for what? Yeah, of course, you're not allowed to do it. What do you mean anoinish? No, Malkus you don't get. This is only, you don't get Malkus, but it's a question what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Just like you're not allowed to daven certain other things on Shabbos, and the same thing, you're not allowed to speak about certain things on Shabbos. If a person, there's this minig to say Nishtim Shabbos Geret, and then they say whatever they want. it reminds me of one of the Rosh Yeshivas, very, very, very Choshev Rosh Yeshiva, once was going around talking only in Hebrew all of a sudden. So his shiurim, he spoke in Yiddish. He always spoke Yiddish. All of a sudden, he's speaking Russian Kiddush. So one of his colleagues says to him, "My hai." So he points to the scarf around his neck, and he says, "Harei fet tziva li shaloi ledaber." He understands. If he talks in Russian Kiddush, it doesn't count. So Harei fet tziva li shaloi ledaber. So the same thing, Shabbos Yimilizoik is the right way to be Mevakeh Chayla. If a person doesn't do it, he's doing an Aveira. Is it an Aveira like pulling out grass from the ground? Of course not. But the Mitzoy Chetzuch of the David Dover is a very serious inyan, which, by the way, affects the entire comportment during Shabbos. Memela affects the Kedusha Shabbos as it relates to you, and in many ways is responsible for the aura of Shabbos in your house. I mean, by the way, which is also true what you read, and even in the newspapers, besides being also to look at the advertisements in a newspaper, besides the Isser is Isser, but it takes away from Kedusha Shabbos. A person feels that that's his Einik Shabbos. That's because he doesn't know what Shabbos is. That's the problem. The problem is that everything, my word about Vayelchu Achrei Ahebel Vayeabolu. What's the extra word, Vayeabolu? See, there's an inyan of Nichnas by Ruach Shtut. A Ched is a Ruach Shtut. That's if a person's beseda. But sometimes what happens is a person is so not beseda that he doesn't even realize that the Ched is messing him up. Why? Because he's already in that parsha to such an extent that he thinks that's what's right, that's what's normal, so a person can confuse himself enough to think that that's his Einik Shabbos, because he's missing the whole inyan of Einik Shabbos. He doesn't cop what Shabbos could be for him, because he's already lost the Kayach of Shabbos. So Memela, this is a one small prat, but the Chiddush here is, Bikacholim Rachmanus, I mean, it's going to go by the wayside? The answer is yes. Shabbos is a barrier to being mitzvah. And if it's going to cause tzad, your bika chaylim, or the words that you will use, as well intentioned as you are, you're not supposed to use them. But let's go back to the tzitz aliezer. You see paragraph B, bays. Yes. L'shem habirur. Yesh lahaskir kan b'ktzara l'mashenipsak ba'erechayim simen reish peichesif yud. This is very important, because of all we said, we have to forewarn one nekuda. The kol choyle sheyesh bo yisakonas hayoyim. And this is really the source of our Misha Beirach, by the way, that we make. And even though we hear the words, you notice in the Lashon of the Misha Beirach, Shabbos imilizoik before kreiv alovay. The only time we don't hear those words is in the Yom Noroyim and Yom Kippur. We do not say it because it is a day of tzaka. The whole day is a day of tzaka for everything. But normally on Shabbos we hear it. So listen to what he says. What does sakonas hayoyim mean? Certain people have chronic illnesses where they're sick for a very, very long time. But it's not necessarily that it's life-threatening at this moment. That's called sakonas hayoyim. So sakonas hayoyim zoyakim umechaninim b'shabbos. Umevarchim gam hachoyle hamesukan boi bayoyim. So hainu, what does it mean, mevarchim? Gam mibli hatzrochas amiras amilim Shabbos hi milizoik. Ukin mevur sham hamishnabur b'sivkotn chavches shekoy seif. Go to the next, to the left, on the top, page 6. B'sivkotn chavches, the mishnabur writes. What does he write? Right? Tisha oisin. Misha beirach v'choyle she'ein boi sakona. You hear? She'ein boi sakona. Oime shabasi milizoik ufuah koi v'lovoi. Right? V'chein mevur baruch ha'shulchon o'moi sifoi do l'choyle mesukon no'agul uvorcho b'bei sakneses u'lishan ishmoi. Even if you have to chas v'sholom be mishan ishem to add another name. So those basically all of the barriers of Shabbos fall away if it is a chaylem mesukan by bayoyin. Rochim mevur b'matay Moshe, etc. The masrim b'Shabbos l'chol chaylem sheish by sakonas hayoyin u'mevorchem loystoy v'gam koyrin loyshein. By the way, implicit in the words of the Mishnah Berurah that he's quoting is that you can make a Misha Beirach even for a chayla, she'ein by sakana, providing you add the word, Shabbos imi lizoik, or for a kreiv alava. It's like to cry out. Yeah.
It's kind of
the with a zayin is the same as litz oak with a tzaddik.
So it's kind of the yom. You should actually leave it out?
No, so what we do...
You can leave it out.
What we do basically is that... It's a good question. What we do basically is that since we list a whole number of people and lav dafka that everybody is b'sakonas hayoyim, so mimele we add always as part of the nusach Shabbos hi milizot. And then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, v'ayim b'Shulchan Aruch HaGashaz, Reb Shneur Zalman Miliadi, v'hilchus Shabbos shom tzitzes, shekoyse, she'im hu choyle ha'mesukan sakonas hayoyim, zoyekin ha'mishkan ro b'Shabbos afilu b'tzibus, ayin shom. Shemash melechoy v'desvili de bakoshes rachmin biyochin mutar afilu beim by sakonas hayoyim. V'amar al kach v'kuntres achlin shom, etc. V'ochi masik nami kol godol, marem chaziz, simen tes zayin, v'nispalem al choyla mesukim b'shabas v'ein lafluge ben tfilas yokad arabim, right, v'shem o yishma kodesh baruch hu tfilosoy v'yatsu lechoyla mimodet. V'ein lecho dobo oimei b'fnei b'kulach nefesh. So he says the reason that all the barriers fall off is because since it's a matzav of pikuach nefesh mamish on that day, as opposed to a chronic illness where a person could be lingering for 10 years, but he has tzaras, so you're always allowed to be mispal for such a chayla, and you're mechuyev to be mispal for such a chayla. But on Shabbos, that's not called sakonas hayoyim. But if it's sakonas hayoyim, all the barriers fall away again. And why? Because we are trying our best to get the chayla out of this matzav of pikuach nefesh. And there's always the possibility that the tefillah will accomplish that. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Even if the yochid is misfalim. You never know. So memela, you're doing your chaylik to try to bring him out of his sakana, which you are allowed to do, even misafek, on Shabbos. So now I wanted to go to this question, but wait a minute. What happened to the halacha that you're not supposed to mimisrapi with psukim? What happened to that gemara? So there's a whole tshuva, a beautiful tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer, by the way, I'm not going to go into this now, although we really should. Maybe we should have another session. It'll end up with a shir in halacha. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a mishle with the Bir Agra. But for your own purposes, you see, there's a tshuva of Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer discusses this very question. So he has a whole discussion about this very issue. Is there any difference between the heterim in various ways to heal the choyle with trufais, with refuais on Shabbos, and bakoshas rachamim, or is it all the same? What we just saw before sounds like it's the same. But he has a whole tshuva about this inyan that goes on for a while. But what I wanted to do with you now is the other tshuva that I brought you in the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer on Ba'isur lisrapais b'divrei Torah u'bamiras tehillim b'hiyiratzen shalacha mikan avur chayla. You see it? The Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelek Yizayin Siman Lamed. And he wants to know what gives us the heter. The Gemara says it's also lisrapai. Now we already learned this Gemara in Shavuos, and we mentioned that there's a chiluk in the Gemara between what and what. Remember, he was able, Rav Yeshua ben Levi used to say before he goes to sleep, the shir shel pegayim. What is that? Yoshev b'seisa. And the Gemara says because lahagain is muta, for a prophylactic to prevent tzaras, you are allowed. It's only after the fact. So what's mashma? That if a person is chas v'sholem bar minan sick, so then you're not allowed to say psukim to use them to heal the person. So what about saying tehillim? So before we look at anything, the easiest and simplest chiluk is as follows. When you say a pasuk, you can say it as a lachash, as an incantation. That's a very good word. As an incantation. Or you could say it as a tefillah. What's the difference between the two? The difference is, do you think that these words have a certain supernatural, logically inexplicable power as words? That in the uttering of the words, there's a koyach refuah that is coming out of your mouth. That's an incantation. If you're saying psukim, which are psukim of bakosha, of course, right? When a person says psukim for choyli, he's not going to say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekeinu, Hashem Echot. You understand? He's not going to say, Ata Haresa Ladask, Ki Hashem Elekim Einoid Mubata. What's he going to say? Right? Refaini Hashem, Ki Nivavu Atoma, or something like that. Hashiaini Hashem, Vei Rafi, Refaini Hashem, Vei Rafi, Hashiaini Biba Sheya, Ki Tzilasi Ata, and psukim like that. So psukim of bakosha are not because the words have this effectiveness. It's because you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the use of psukim is not the same as reciting psukim as incantation. So, l'cha'ira, that's the simplest explanation. But let's take a look. So he quotes the Gemara in Shavuot, and then he quotes the Rambam. On the bottom of this page 14, Harambam beperek Yudalef Milchus Avodah Zarah Lachiyud Beis Paisik Bazek Bazeh Aloshin. Haloichesh Alamako. That's why it's called loichesh. A lachash is an incantation, and loichesh Alamako. We'll soon see later that maybe the difference is whether it's a mako or not. Very interesting. But it says here Haloichesh Alamako v'karyit pasuk min haTorah v'chein haKarya latinok shlo yivat v'hameiniach sefer Torah tefillin al hakotin b'shvil sheyishan. You see, all of these things are not logically explainable, and they are devices which are supposed to have effectiveness in their own right. It's not that you're petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. They have their own koyach. That's what the Rambam says is forbidden. loydai lohem shehem bechlal menachashim v'choivrim, that the pasuk asers ele shehem bechlal ha-koifrim ba-toira. Remarkable lotion of the Rambam, that a person who does this is a koifer. Why is he a koifer? Because he turns the Torah, appreciating what? That the Torah is a way of living, and the words of the Torah are meant as what they say and what they mean, and not the technical, you know, letters and vowels. So he's up, he's usurping the Koyach HaTorah. Shein bechlal ha-koyfrim ba-Torah, shein oisin devrei Torah refuah takuf. That's what it means. You're taking the Torah and using it as a physical object. The Einan Ela Refuas HaNefashot. Shenemar, and he quotes the pasuk, V'yi Yuchayim L'Navshecha. You see, sooner or later we get back to Mishlei. Avol HaBari Shekara Psukim U'Mizmairei Mitehilim. Kedei Shetogin Olav Zuchus Kriyoson. Right? Shetogin Olav Zuchus Kriyoson. That the Zuchus of the Kriya should be prophylactic. V'yi Notzel V'yinotzel Mitzorei Sumin Nezokim Harei Zemutah. So it's very interesting. If the chiluk was as simple as what we said before, then why does the Gemara have to be mechalik between what and what? Between something that a person already has and something that he's doing just for protection for the future, why doesn't the Gemara say, when you're reciting psukim as what? As a tefillah, ta'akadosh baruch hu, it's not the same as loicha shalamaka. And the Rambam also doesn't say that. The Rambam says, is it for the past or is it for the future to protect you? So it's mashma that lehispalel is only if it's for the future, as opposed to if a person's mispalel for something that is in the past, that has already arrived. That the Rambam didn't say is mutter. That's a very big pellet. Next. No, we're talking about all the time. That's the issue. The issue is what's saying to Hillel. So he says, right? What's the difference? Now, for Isi the Sefer Mishnas Yankiv, Sheyotzala Or Bizmano Acharon, there's a certain Sefer Mishnas Yankiv that came out. This is how he asks the question. The question is, if the Rambam doesn't say that it's for tefillah is always mutar, and it's the inyan of an incantation, but rather the Rambam is only, he's not mechalik vertically, he's only mechalik horizontally in time. Is it for the choyla that already exists? It's asur. Mashma, it's always asur. Even tefillah is asur if you're using what? Psukim. No, it's not an incantation if it's tefillah. But psukim, according to the Rambam, are also period. So the question is why, especially his explanation, because it's not lalchesh, and it's not turning the Torah into what? Into a chetzah. Because he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why should it be a problem? The question is, why did the Rambam leave it out? So he says, the tema the mavur kan the rak lebari mutar. Abul Avru Chayla also likrei psukim and mizmari tilim. Kedei shetogin olav zechus kriyasan v'inatzu mitzarsim mazikin. V'im kein eichon o'amim supikei tilim ala chayla v'achak chayim yiratzim fonecha v'schus seifet tilim shkron ol fonecha v'schus mizmairav, that's all in the yiratzim. V'sishlach refu ishleim ol chole amecha ol chayla plaini ben plaini v'goymer hari l'chayra dobezeh also l'chayla, right? V'ulai ma she'oimim v'schus mizmairav Koyel Aresha Shavitfilah Shetchaper Lono Alkol Chataseinu. The Zebev Adai Mutar. Masha Oimer Machakav Zishoch Voshleimo Ibakoshim Yuchedes Agav Amiras Tehilim VaAgav Bakoshes Kaporas Avoynos VeTorachiyin. In other words, he seems to be masking that if you're just saying the psukim for tefillah ba'alma, that's not a problem. But the question is, can you relate those tehilim to the choyla? So he says it depends. Are you saying that the koyach of the tehillim should be for the choyla? Then that's the shayla. What are we saying? So he says, maybe the bakasha of refuah shleima is not, even though it's in that nusach, isn't because of the zechus of tehillim. The zechus of tehillim, he should be forgiven for his averis. And what we say, should send the Refuah Shleima, does not mean through the Tehillim that we're saying. It's a separate Bakosha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should send, it's a Yod Tefillah for the Chayla, nothing to do with the Tehillim. Two things, Bevasachas, side by side, but not connected. I said the Tehillim should be learning Torah. Learning Torah is a Zuchos for all that ails you, for everything, including Kapara Savainis. And then when we speak about Hashem sending him before Shleim, we're saying separate. We now gave him a schutz for Kaparas Avinus and for all of Klal Yisrael, but it's not the Tehillim for the Chaylah. That's his attempt to give a tenet. Says this, the Tzitz Eliezer. The Nirali Ashev. The Inei Toysis Bishvuz Shamak Shemoha Da Oma Bishabas Dav Samach Zayim. Le Ishtet Smirta Lei Mahachi. If a person has a certain fever, Lei Mahachi, Vayera Malach Hashem Eilof. So the question is, wait a minute, how could you say that? That's why Cheshal Hamako Umitarzim de Sakan Toshoani. The answer is that if a person is in a sakana, he is permitted to be misrapid with Divrei Torah. Even to be misrapid with Divrei Torah. Adi Gemara and Shavuos, the Gemara Shavuos is talking about a person goes to sleep every night. So he was not besakana Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But if you're davening for a chayla that's besakana, Sakan Toshoani. V'ameiri b'shua sham kaisiv l'taritz, very interesting teretz that the Meiri gives. The Meiri says that ain't a chanami. Using psukim, even b'tayras tefillah, ba'alma, and not as an incantation, is still awesome. If you expect the entire refuah to come through those sayings of Tehillim. But if that's part of a total picture, where the refuah is coming, b'derech hateva as well, and the person is in the hospital, and he's being taken care of by doctors and nurses, so that, or he's taking medications at home, or whatever it is, then on top of that, they say Tehillim, that is permitted, says the Meiri. Listen to the Lashon. The Efshar, Shlei Neamar Ella, when is it Osur? When is it called Psukim, that it's Osur? Kesheika Refuasai Minatayra Mimidaraisa. He means from the words of the Torah. Avokan, Humayna Harbe Dvarim Bezulas Haskara Soysa Mikrois. There are many things that there's a Refuah without the Psukim. Yaitzalana Mami'iri. The most I never the also list rapids with the great Torah Davka Kshenois and Muvadze Pula Nisefes with Ripu Yamachla. Avla Noisim was also a dover, like giving medications or whatever other medical procedures. Then Ozleka Kvara Isur. Then came the Fizeh Im Noisif Lamir Stil Nois Mechol True Face Lir Fuas and Mechol Yoy as I Loi Noma Israel the Kiyai Gavna Mishavis Bepshitus Kushas Hasefer Anal. Yeah. The bottom. The Mashab Shabbos Shom Shekosib Latarit Kushas Atoisis. The Chema Shekosha Gaame Aida Aminu Choshbe Roisha Yasuk Batoira. Remember we saw the Mashab that he says Choshbe Roisha Yasuk Batoira. Why isn't it Indian of what? Of being Misrape Bedivrei Toira, that's also. Yeah. The Vada Yima Odom Loimate Mishum Refuas Hanefe Shia Toira. Umemelo Yisrape Gufachoyle Refuas Hanefe Shori. Beloy Osu on the bottom, on the left side. Now, Lizrapis with the Vitoira, Elabalecha Shalamako, Valon is Kavan Lefuas and Nefesh Klau. That's what we said earlier. If a person thinks that the Segula of learning is in the recitation of those psukim, and that recitation or that learning is in the Cheftza going to heal you, that's Misrapa with the Vitoira. But if a person is not saying it, the Torah is a Cheftza, it's not a Lachash. Rather, there's a chus of learning. Learning is learning. I'm learning because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. I'm learning because it's the best thing you could do in your life. But in that learning, there's going to be all kinds of pluses for you, right? You get schar, you get a zechus. I want that chus should help me in my matzv. That a person is permitted to do. That's not called misrap divrei Torah. So we're right now, the mashah more or less is saying what we said earlier. But if that's the case, the question is, why didn't the Rambam mention that chiluk? Why didn't the Rambam mention that tefillah? Because the Rambam sounds like, even so, the only time you're permitted to do it is l'hagen olav mikanolav, and not b'nogei ha'chayli that olav. That's the nekuda. So he continues. The imam ha'ashah koysev l'hatir, shehu mechabi mishum refuah sanevish bovad, rach memeilu yisrafei al yidei kein guf ha'chayla, hine matzino she koysev loima, b'zeh b'yesa al kein b'sefer teres chayim. He says the Teres Chayim says even more. For who? What's his teretz? The Shoah Niochot, the Teres Chayim and Shavuos, says the following teretz, more than the Marsha. She'oimeh psukim b'derech lachash v'zeh v'adei osu sh'oise divrei Torah fuos ha'guf v'eino fuos ha'nefesh, according to Lashon Rambam. Havol hosam v'chosh v'roishay ayri sh'oisek b'torah l'shem shamayim l'kai mitzvah Hashem ch'tziva l'umayt u'miskavin sh'yoyol l'zchus ha'torah sh'yisrapi m'cholyo l'kach sh'ap b'domi. So he knows, why is it more than the Marsha? Because the Marsha makes it sound like he's learning for learning. It's going to happen, the Mela, that he'll have this chut. But he says here, but he doesn't have any kavana for refuah at all. But the Teres Chaim says he can have a kavana for refuah. What should be the refuah? The zechus and the schar of the limud ha-tayra. As opposed to that the words themselves should have the koyach of healing him. That is already doima to an incantation. In Kaylifi Debrahim Shamashov Taras Chaim, I mean, Meyusha Bipshitus Inyan Amiras Tehillim the Inyan Amiras Ayyirotim Bishchus, Ki Tehillim Loimer Loiba Derech Lachash, Kiim Derech Tfilim Betachnunim, Lashem Shamayim. Asher Bekach, who Ritzain Hashem Sheyarbu Betfilim Lefana Beis Sora, or Bishchus Zeh Shal Milui Ritzain Yizborach, who Mevake Sheyoyoloi Zuchus Zeh Sheyisrape Ploini Ben Ploini Mechoya. He says what we say in the Yerotzayin is a little convoluted. It's complicated. We're saying as follows. We just daven for the Chayla, how? By saying Tfilos v'tachnunim. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Tzayik. We're not using the words for the Chayla at all. We are Tzayik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Merape Chayla Yisrael. And that you're allowed to do. What about the Zuchus should be for that specific Chayla? We're not saying that the psukim and their recitation should be a zchus for the chayla. We're saying that we're doing what the Eibishter wanted. And that should be a zchus for the chayla. It's like schar. The koyach of what we did is not direct to the chayla. That is misrapa b'divrei Torah. What we did goes up to Shamayim. And from Shamayim comes down a refuah for the chayla. In the zchus of what we did. That's how he explains this whole inyan of the Yehi Ratzon. He says in the end, this paragraph, he says a very interesting thing. What does he say? Ani moitzei the ikun shel dvarim, in the aside of this point, that it's not direct, and it's not an incantation, and so on, but rather that we want that the zechus of what we did, which is separate from the chayla, to now work on behalf of the chayla, that's chus min hashamayim, is really a chinuch. I don't mean a chinuch, it's chinuch abonim. I mean, it's the sefer chinuch says this vart. And that's what he points out. He says, in mitzvah tov kuf yud beis, that's v'choy v'chob v'shol yidoni v'dor shal ha-meisim, in parashat shoftim, u'mamit zois v'kavonas ha-tirut alok shal ha-gemorah v'shvuz v'hogin shani. We ask the question in the Rambam too, really. But at least in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara not give this distinction? And instead the Gemara gives the distinction of what and what. Of lahogain, which sounds like only legabe the prophylactic for the future, as opposed to a machla manch, right? When we have another teretz, what's that teretz? That we're not saying it as an incantation, yoshu b'seser el yoyim, you know? Rather, we are saying it b'toiras, silu b'akoshet ha-kodesh bov. So why don't they say that? Vice says that that's not enough. It has to be for the future. So the chinuch says that lohagein does not mean for the future, dafka. And he uses the concept of lohagein that's mentioned in the Gemara to be really doima to what we just said in the Marsha and in the Teres Chayim. How does he do it? The zel is shoynei. The ein hadover chalila doima le'inyin chayver chaver shezacharnu. Chayver chaver means this lachash that you say. That's forbidden betachlis. It's abdizrayi davay dezara. V'kvar amruzal alzeh also is rapos b'divrei Torah. So what is the difference? Avol hiskiru loymar mizmoirim elu sheyesh b'hem dvarim yo'iru nefesh hayodeya oisam lachsois v'Hashem yizvarach ulohosim kol miftachoi v'likvaya b'levava yirosai. He's basically saying Yerushma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. These psukim are saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, the only one that can help is you. That's what we're really saying with these psukim. V'lismaych al chazdei v'tuvay u'mitoych his oirerusay al zeh, and the schar that he gets, ke'ilu, from being misoirer, that everything is really totally in the Ribbono Shel Olam and he's davening only to Hashem, comes from that a zuchus, which gives him a refuah, which could give him a refuah. Al zeh yiyah nishmar b'li nezek, v'zeu sheyeshivu b'gemara b'nyin zeh v'omer l'hogin shani. Kloimar, lo'y osra toira sheyema adam devre toira l'oira nafshe l'toiva, kedei sheyogin olav oisei aschus l'shamra. Now, the truth of the matter is, when I looked at this chinuch, I didn't necessarily come to the exact same maskana that the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer is learning from here that as long as you understand that it's not the koyach of the psukim directly, like an incantation would be, but rather that it's simply you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're telling you're basically going through the Yud Gimel Ikarim, and you're saying, Baruch Hashem, you're the only one that can help, and I'm trusting you completely, and so on and so forth. So then that is mutter, because obviously you are just pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you're doing, but you're using psukim to do that plea. We don't always have our own words. We don't always know what to say. Yashid the Seisr is a good bet. It's a good thing to say. Right? Machsiyata. You are my protection. You are my... But not necessarily that the chinuch goes one step further and says what? That even if the person's already sick, but the Tzitz Eliezer is convinced that that's what he means. That the chiluk is... when the Gemara said, Lohagen Shani, they meant davening to Hashem. So why do you call it lahagain? The answer is because unlike an incantation, which basically is being recited because there's a problem and you have to take care of it, when you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you machsiyata and you're my tzur and I trust only in you, that's something that basically has a koyach not just for now, but has a koyach for all time. So that's why it's called lahagain. But it doesn't mean for the future only. It means it's a tefillah, it's not an incantation. That's how they interpret. So the question that we asked at the very beginning, that's the teretz, that both the Gemara and maybe even the Rambam, but although the Rambam didn't say it befeirush, that's a problem. Now, there's another teretz that's very unusual. Paragraph Dalet. Kedai, the Tzitz Eliezer brings a very, very interesting distinction from the Rabbi Shaya Harishain and the Riaz and the Ritva, the Kasavri, the Rakish Yesh Maka Osor, Avolim Yesh Olof Kadachas Muta Luchosh Ulis Rapois Bedivrei Torah, Hoyol Ve'ein Boy Maka. What they're saying is the following. This inyan of Loichesh Ala Maka has a certain formality that makes it forbidden. There's, in other words, they did it a certain way. There was a maka, there was a wound, a real physical wound, a tear in the flesh, a broken bone. There was a maka. And he's loichesh al hamaka. He stands there in front of the maka, as opposed to somebody maybe who's 10 miles away. He's loichesh al hamaka, and he utters words that are supposed to have an impact on the maka. If you're not loichesh al hamaka, however different it is, could be very slight. But a person has a kadachas, a fever. A person is consumed with a fever. There's something going on internally that he has a, what do they call that, a virus. And he's consumed with fever, but there's no maka. There's no physical maka that you can identify. So when a person is saying that, he's just saying it in front of the person as a whole, in front of the gestalt of the person, but not on the maka. The male is not called loichesh al hamaka. It's very interesting. It's like a very narrow chiluk. He writes, "Avolim Yeshel of Kadachas Muta Luchosh Ulisrapos B'Divrei Torah." Even Luchosh, even if it would be considered an incantation, because it's not Alamaka. Hoyu Ve'Ein Boy Maka. Va'afiu Al Pizek Koysev Achidah Sifrei Pesach Enayim. Pesach Enayim Shuas Daf Tezvav. Letaritz Benokel. Hayid Erevin the Chosh Berosha Yasek Batayra. Because Chosh Berosha, of course, is not a Makkah. Chosh Berosha means he has a headache. Or he has a migraine, or whatever it is. But that's not a Makkah. So therefore, he's allowed to actually use those words, even as a refuah directly, and not with the indirect going up to Shemayim, as it were, and the Zechus coming down. Again, he's using the incantation idea. Because you see, for an incantation, you can't just say psukim ba'alma, any pasuk that has to do with refuah. There's a specific incantation that he has in mind. If you have a specific problem, you're supposed to say the following words. And if he says specific words, that's what's called shir shel pagoyim, maybe that's why the Gemara said only lahagin. Because he was zeroing in on a specific kapitel tehillim. Avolim oimar samalach seder b'li breira. What happens if a person just gets up and says tehillim? He starts with perik aleph and he continues to perik yud. He runs out of time. Or he starts with the fifth sefer and he continues till the end. Azai loy nema b'chlal b'kagoyin doha isur. Because obviously it has nothing to do with incantations. It's not specifically for the refuah that comes out of these psukim, but it's certainly what? The zechus of saying the tehillim. The Dabazir shel daik meshoni shel Rambam, right, Bilchus Avodah Zarah Sham, that we quoted earlier, shekoyse beloshen aval habari, shekara psukin umizmar mi tehillim. Why does he say mizmar mi tehillim? So he's medayik adi yukal, I'm not so sure. Vayin ekoyse beloshen mizmar tehillim, what's mizmar mi tehillim? What's that mem from tehillim? He means he picked out a specific mizmar because of that mizmar's effectiveness. By the way, having said all of that, you know that a lot of the tehillim, underneath where it says the capital number, it tells you what this is for. And there are many people who choose specific tehillim when they come together to be misal for chayla, this capital, as opposed to the others. So this eitzah of the Tzitz Eliezer is only when someone is reciting tehillim constantly, and he wants it to be his chus for a chayla. Well, that's what he's talking about. Well, you're just reciting tehillim. But if you have a kavana that these psukim will work, as opposed to other psukim that won't work, that might be a problem unless you answer it in the various ways we answered before. If a person's not thinking at all, then you forgive the pun, he needs to have his head examined. Look at it yourselves. I'll just tell you what to look. The last Tzitz Eliezer, the one that starts on page 18, right? He quotes again a shtickle. Remember, he speaks about here the Mishaberach for a Chayla, and whether you can make a Mishaberach for a Chayla who's present. Once in a while, you have a person who's very, very sick, but he happens to be in shul. Can you make a Mishaberach b'fanav? Because normally when it's b'fanav, you don't mention his name. Can you mention his name? Anyhow, at the very end, you see where he writes b'shuli advarim. The zeshek bilu chazal atfila l'chayla b'shabbos yoisem imashek bilu lo asika b'fuay. He has the whole shtickle that I pointed out to you earlier. You have it in the earlier pages. Why is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a fuhr for a chayla on Shabbos more chamur than giving him medication? So he writes, Nimfa hezbel lezeh b'divrei chasam sefer zal. The matzasi loy b'drashoysev l'shabbos tshuva perek ha'azinu, parshas ha'azinu, shekoysev behemshech dvorav b'zal loshen. Amr chazal. Hamavaka choyle b'shabbos lo yispalo, right? That he should not be mispalo b'feirish lehedya, Hashem, yishalach, refua, shlema. You're not supposed to say those words like you do during the week. Rather, elo yechoyle yishit terachim, pirish, zechus ha'shabbos, kedai shetrachim b'li tefila. That's what Rashi says. The Kashi and Cain, gam shum refua lo yase b'shabbos ki yechoyle yishit terachim. He asks the question differently. He says, if Shabbos has its kayach, to be merachim on the chayla, what are you giving him refuahs for? Banan kaimel and afilu safik pikuach nefesh doich Shabbos. Acha ikar. So the Chassam Sofer answers as follows. Ki chayei oylem azeh loy nitno biyad ha-mitzvah yisrak chayei oylem abor. Kevin Shaanu Mavakshim Hashem Yizbarach, right? Noimar Yechoyle Shabbos Shetarachim Ad Kan Lishoinai. So what he says basically is as follows. And I don't know that you can conclude it's what the Tzitz Eliezer is saying here, but we're not going to go into that. What did the Chassam Sofer say? The Sofer said an interesting thing. He said, on Shabbos, we say the Koyach of Shabbos could be Merachim. So he wants to know when can we say it and when can't we say it. So he says like this, he says, when a person is using a Bederech HaTeva medication to solve a Bederech HaTeva problem in the body, so you don't say that the zechus of something is going to help him. Because your whole approach, your orientation is Bederech HaTeva. When you're using a Shaloi Bederech HaTeva, your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam was the Reifei Kol Basar. And you're petitioning outside of the teva, outside of the medications, outside of the bandages. You're petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can take into account the zuchuyos, which are shalom kederach teva. So when you're davening to Hashem on Shabbos, you can include in your petition the fact that Shabbos is going to help because we didn't cry out on Shabbos, v'chulu v'chulu, as we explained earlier. So the zechus of Shabbos being respected should help him. But when we are giving the physical refuah, so we stick to the physical refuah. And we don't add, and the zechus of Shabbos will help you. That's what he says. Take a look again. He says, Acha'ika, kichayoy lemazel nitna biyara mitzvah, vachayoy lemabo. Avachayoy lemazel ksiv achay bohem velo sheyomus. Ach hefrish yesh chayoy lemazel hanitlim b'maisi odom, It's like mixing oil and water. If you're going with the koyach of refuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave reshus l'roifei l'rabbis, right, then you don't say what? That Shabbos im elizoy, because it doesn't mix. He says, Eli yasik b'minhagei shel olam. But if the refuah is coming from the Ribbono shel olam, and you're petitioning the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, then you can petition for the zechus of the mitzvahs that the Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzvah. So he says, Ach refua v'atzola atoli b'yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'gon l'spalo l'Hashem, right? Afo pisha gamzeh bodek ha'menus. He says, don't think that it's not a refua. It's a perfect refua. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. Mikol makayim. Kevon sha'anu mevakshim Hashem yizbarach, right? Then we can add that Yechol Shabbos Shetarachim.